Thanks very much for taking the time out this week to talk to us. No doubt a busy week in preparation for the Cork game at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a very busy time of year, you know, coming to the end of the school year and, you know, feeling like we're in championship mode. So it's a busy but enjoyable time for sure.
Yeah, and people always think us teachers have the summer off, you know, we've it handy, but you're still working?
Still working. I'm still doing a Gaeltacht course down in Dunluce. So it never ends. There's always something to keep me busy. So
very good. I suppose I'll start by asking you probably a question you've been asked a lot lately in relation to your injury. You've been out now for probably the best part of the year. How's the knee doing? Close to getting back out on the field?
Yeah, do you know what? The rehab has actually been going really well and I've been making very good progress time-wise. You know, it'll be a year on the 24th of July since I actually did my knee, and then a year on the 24th of August since I got the operation. So, you know, time-wise, I'm actually doing very well and it's been quite a straightforward rehab for me. There's been no huge setbacks. But yeah, just at that stage now where I'm back, you know, integrating with the team training again, you know, getting back involved. So it's just a lovely place to be back involved with the girls again.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the road to recovery. Like, it's a long process, can be often very lonely as a player. Talk us through the physical recovery for you.
Well, do you know, I suppose having done the knee, like, I was definitely surrounded by girls who had loads of experience. You know, our captain, Niamh McLaughlin herself, she's done her cruciate 3 times. So there definitely was a mountain of knowledge all around me and, you know, plenty of, you know, feedback from the other girls as to maybe how I should approach the recovery itself. But you know, no matter what, I'm a team player. I've never been good at individual sports, so I suppose this has been a huge learning experience for me in terms of like my individual training and, you know, having to go off and doing things by myself whenever, yeah, you know, I don't have that collective session. So, you know, it has definitely been an experience, and I feel like I've learned loads from it, like about myself and about having to commit to something. You know, with my recovery for my knee, like, I've had to be in the gym, you know, 6 or 7 days a week,
yeah,
which is something that definitely would have been different for me as a player, like,
going,
you know, for sure. Like,
The lonely aspect of it, you know.
That's it. And I suppose, like, with the team, like, we would have done a lot of our gym work together as a team. So doing everything by yourself was a massive change for me, but one that I definitely learned a lot from.
Yeah, very good. And you said there, you know, our own captain there, Niamh McLaughlin, twice she's had this injury. You know, apart from you know, some of the biggest names in the football, like Galway's Tracy Leonard did her cruciate back in 2016. This year, Ashley Maloney had to take the bench to this injury. Like, over the last decade, strength and conditioning has really, really improved within a player's profile. Like, how is it still such common injury, Emer?
It's one of those ones that's really, really strange, and they're doing research on year after year, and I suppose they do put it down to different factors, and I would definitely have been of the opinion that, you know, we played on 3 of our matches for championship last year and the weather was very, very warm, the pitches were very hard, but I do think there was a bit of bad luck involved in it as well, just, you know, the mechanism of the knee and the way that I turned, you know, maybe just didn't suit the knee or whatever, and just was very, very straightforward as to how it happened. But, you know, it is crazy to think, you know, as you said, the level of condition that we all have nowadays, to think that maybe something like that could put an end to someone's career
absolutely.
Put them out for a long period of time.
100%, especially at this high level. But, you know, you talked a lot about the physical recovery, but talk to me a wee bit about the mental recovery. You're probably physically ready to get back out in the field now, but would you be afraid as a player going out there, maybe if you take the wrong turn or twist the wrong way, that it might happen all over again anymore?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the time when I actually did my knee, like, we were looking forward to an All-Ireland quarterfinal against Dublin, and you know, that's something that we had been thinking about all year, you know, because of the fluke goal they had got the year beforehand.
That's right.
It was something that we all had in our sights for that full year. So for me, like, mentally, you know, missing out in that game was huge. And I suppose once the actual season finished, then I, you know, looking forward towards the next year was really where I was kind of setting my goal. So, you know, that was a great thing for me, that I had something to work towards. Like, I was very much of the opinion that, you know, if I do my rehab very well, like, I'm going to be straight back in there, you know, get my jersey. And, you know, that's really what kept me going for that full period. Whereas if I had decided maybe that I wasn't going back to football, I definitely wouldn't have done, you know, my rehab as well as I had done.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been as rigid as you did. Yeah.
And you know, something that was huge for me was, like, there was plenty of days, like, I always did feel like I had a positive attitude towards my injury, but, you know, there were days where, you know, I was down and maybe didn't even realise it myself. And, like, I have to say, like, my clubmates from Terman, like, you know, Nicole and Geraldine, you know, Roisin and Jodie and Evelyn, like, they were unreal, because, you know, just a small wee text or a small wee check-in every so often, just, you know, a reminder of, like, where I was and what I had to keep doing to get where I needed to go was massive for me. And, like, you know, I keep telling the girls, like, you know, we wouldn't be very gushy friends, but, you know, I do keep saying to them now, like, how much I appreciated that and, like, how it really, really brought me through. And, you know, definitely made the journey a lot easier for me whenever they were touching base so often.
It's great to have that kind of support around you, you know. But they say, you know, when one door closes, another one opens, and probably for you sitting on the bench this year, it hasn't been all bad. And in a way, it's given you more time to put work in as your analyst of the game with TG Carr. And I have to mention at this stage, you're doing an excellent job. I take it you're enjoying the role, Eimear.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to James McGinley for that from Milford as well. He definitely, you know, put my name in for the TG Carr role. And yeah, I didn't really know what to expect whenever I went up for the All-Ireland semi-final. It was definitely very new to me. You know, I was worried about my Irish and how it would come across, you know, on the TV and bits and pieces like that. But, you know, it's been a huge learning experience for me. It's given me a massive opportunity to watch so many different games and, you know, see them from a different viewpoint.
Yeah.
And, like, I do feel like this experience has helped me as a player. And I hope, you know, whenever I return that I can take some of that learning on board and, like, hopefully put it to use in my own game as well. So, yeah, as you said, you know, there's a silver lining to everything. So, like, I really have reaped the rewards from that, and it's been a huge experience for me.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And as you said, like, as a former player myself, like, you're looking at the game and you're watching the game and analysing from a totally different perspective, which is on the stands or high up above, or, you know, so it's great and you're doing a fantastic job. But let's talk a wee bit about the Donegal team. Like, it has to be said that this team of players have definitely involved into a really experienced, highly skilled team under the guidance of Maxie Curran, steadily improving from year to year, Eimear, and reflecting on this year alone, solid league campaign, beating last year's league winners Dublin in the semi-final, and then running the All-Ireland Champions Meath very close in that cracking game in Croke Park. Like, this team really has the potential to win All-Ireland.
Oh, of course. And, you know, it goes without saying, like, that every single night I go to training, I'm constantly blown away by the level that the girls can bring to every single training session. Like, the dedication, the commitment that these girls give, like, night after night, it's just surreal. And, like, you know, I think maybe in some of the more recent matches, maybe a bit of luck hasn't gone our way, or, like, we haven't finished out the match. And it's just disappointing for the girls, because, like, I see how much that they put into it night after night.
Yeah.
The talent that's there, like, you know, could you imagine as a defender, as myself, you know, every night you're trying to mark Jerry McLaughlin, Yvonne Boner, Karen Guthrie, Niamh Hegarty.
Yeah.
Like, these players that would walk onto any team in the country. And I think we're very lucky in that we have these players in the county, and, like, I just do hope that we can capitalize on that this year and, you know, maybe get something for the work that we've all put in.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're all hoping the same thing. You know, of course, we have to mention the Ulster final. Given your form this year, people would have had to put their money on it, or put their house on the line, like, to see you coming over the line. They would have thought you would have won. And looking back, you know, you controlled the game for a lot of it, but it's probably been tough trying to get back up into winning form again.
Well, it has, because, you know, there was a huge amount of disappointment after that game. As you said, we controlled the game. We had 70% of the possession. Like, we, you know, we were totally in control for the majority of the match itself. And I think afterwards, reflecting on the match, the girls definitely had a great sense of disappointment there, because they knew that they could do better themselves. So in a strange way, like, you know, maybe this has been a great learning experience for the girls. Like, we've returned to the football field and we've looked at where we went wrong, and we've tried to build on that as well. So, you know, Ulster was never our end goal. You know, of course it would have been a huge achievement for us to have won Ulster. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we did want to move on to bigger and better things. Like, we do always take every match one game at a time. But, you know, in saying that, you know, the disappointment that we felt after that Ulster loss and that Ulster defeat could maybe be the key to pushing us forward. You know, if we had won that match and we had thought that maybe everything was brilliant, we may not have zoned in on the mistakes and the errors. And, you know, at this stage, whenever it's push come to shove, those tiny mistakes and those tiny errors are the difference in winning and losing a match.
It sounds so cliche, but, like, you learn so much from defeat, obviously, and that's what you wanna go forward. Like, last week you played Waterford, you now secured a place in the quarterfinals. Low scoring game, 10 points. Donegal scored probably four of those were from play. Are you a little bit worried going forward about that, or do you think that'll be something you can work on?
I don't think it's something to be worried about whatsoever, because I think with Waterford, they're definitely a team that everyone in the country underestimates. And having watched them in the game the last day, like, I was blown away by their pace, the way that they set up in the defence and the pressure that they put on our girls going forward. And it wasn't a matter that, you know, that we didn't play well or that the girls didn't get the opportunities. You know, Waterford just pushed up on the girls so much that it was almost impossible to get into that square. So I think that we rode that storm, and, you know, a win at the end of the day is a win at this stage of the year. And, you know, whenever you're playing against a team that really does put, you know, 12 or 13 players behind the ball, it's almost impossible to break that down. But again, a huge learning experience. Like, you know, any team that we play from here on out could do the exact same thing. So it's given us a huge opportunity to kind of try and deal with that and figure out maybe how to break that down. And I think the girls did that really, really well in that match.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see, like, Meath themselves, probably All-Ireland champions, have become probably the most defensive team out there in terms of ladies football. So it's something you're probably looking to overcome. But anyway, listen, looking ahead now to the weekend, Eimear, Cork, always a big game when you're going out against Cork. Really, how important is it for Donegal to put on a solid performance and possibly push on and win the game?
Well, it's a really, really great opportunity for us now this weekend, and definitely it's one of the biggest games that we've had now in several years, and we're definitely treating it like that. We're looking at this game as an All-Ireland final almost and approaching it as a must-win. And, you know, Cork have huge experience, you know, 11-time All-Ireland winners with many of the same players still there. Like, you think of the O'Sullivans and Orla Finn and players that can take scores from any angle on the pitch. But it's a game that we're definitely really, really looking forward to. It's going to be a huge challenge. It's going to be a huge ask of the girls, but I've no doubt that they can step up to the mark.
Yeah, and the game's been moved to Kildare too, so that's probably a bonus, not having to make the trip to Cork.
Well, do you know yourself, that journey alone would take a huge amount of the legs, no matter if you went down the night before or not. So, you know, Cork did owe us a favour from 2018 whenever we moved the Camogie match. Sorry, whenever we moved the Gaelic match to suit the Camogie players.
Okay.
So this was their sort of way of repaying that favour to us in moving it to Kildare. So that's a huge advantage. You know, it still is a long journey, but not anywhere near as long as the one we would have had to make to Cork.
Yeah.
But, you know, it definitely takes a bit of pressure off ourselves. And, you know, the county board and everything, everyone included, just that the match has been moved to Kildare. So it's been great.
Definitely. We're like at the game's there for the taking now. You know, on a lighter note, I suppose, 99 games in a Donegal jersey and you're still only 28, like, that's some achievement. Of course, the next day you get a chance to line out, it's going to be a very special occasion for you. It'll be your 100th appearance in a Donegal jersey. I'm sure you can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I do have to be realistic about the approach to that this year. It was definitely something that, you know, I actually wasn't aware of it before I got injured. And then as soon as I got injured, it was something that, you know, people did tell me. But it definitely was actually something that did keep me going over my rehab as well. It was definitely a milestone that I wanted to reach. But it's just not going to be as easy as, you know, getting a few minutes for Donegal this year. The girls have just brought the training to another level. I'm just so happy to be part of it at the minute. It's been just amazing to be back involved with the girls and, you know, having a different role on the sideline in terms of encouraging and, you know, helping the girls along if they're struggling or need any advice. It's actually something that I've actually been enjoying this year. So, you know, whether I get my 100th appearance this year or not, it's been something that I've just been enjoyed being part of.
Yeah, and coming in probably at this stage of the year, you know, there's been a lot of new additions since you went out injured. Tanya Kennedy's in there. We've seen last weekend Deirdre Foley making her appearance in defence, and like Evelyn McGinley and Nicole McLaughlin have been outstanding and the defence line all year. So it's probably not going to be the easiest to get back in there, you know, either.
Absolutely not. And like, you know, there's so many other options on the bench, you know, girls that are really, really pushing each other on all the time for, you know, a place in the team. So it's a fantastic complaint to have. You know, it's not just a matter of, you know, coming back from an injury and throwing on the jersey again. It's been just brilliant to see the levels that the girls have gotten to. You know, Evelyn McGinley has just been the most consistent player for Donegal this year. She has really brought her game to another level, and sure, Nicole is always so consistent and reliable and steadfast in that role,
and very versatile as well,
and so versatile, and you know, is asked to do so many jobs that she just takes under her belt no bother. So like, no matter what I do, no matter what I'm doing at the session, like playing against those girls and playing alongside those girls is bringing me on, and it's getting me up to the level. So it's been a huge experience for me, and it's been just lovely to be back involved with it as well.
And listen, Eimear, you know, whether you get out there this year or even next season, I'm sure people's just going to be very happy to see you getting back out there. And I've no doubt that whether it's your 100th appearance or not, you're going to be happy to get back out there too.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been so lovely to have football and to, you know, to be so excited to come back to it. I definitely have a newfound appreciation for being on the pitch, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it. So,
okay, Eimear, thanks very much now for the interview this evening. And looking ahead, we wish you all the best of luck and hope to see you back out there in the Donegal jersey.
Lovely. Thanks so much.